Hey guys, it is Wednesday, and we're continuing on in Hebrews today, chapter 3. And he starts out by talking, the author, about Jesus being greater than Moses. Now, to give you just a little bit of understanding of this, the people held Moses in such high regard as a leader of God's people, the Israelites, as they traveled out of Egypt, rescued from slavery and through the Promised Land. And they held Moses, as they should have, in great honor. But he, the author here, makes very clear that Jesus is even greater than Moses. He says in verse 6, "But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence in the hope in which we glory." I'm going to read that one more time. It's rich. "But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory." So Christ is the head over the house. We are the house if we stay in the faith. Now, that's what the rest of the chapter here in chapter 3 of Hebrews is about, is staying firm in the faith. I want to read verses 12 down to 14. And this, and again, he's talked about Moses. He continues to talk about the Israelite people here. But I want you to think about this in terms of us. You know, this is written 2 millennia ago, and yet it applies to us. It says, "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God." Now, I want to stop there and remind you that he has already gone back to Moses and the Israelites. Moses and the Israelites, the people that he was leading out, those Hebrews, they lost their faith. They had seen God do unbelievable miracles back in Egypt. Think about the 10 plagues and the Passover that released these people from the hands of Pharaoh, the parting of the Red Sea, the miraculous food that God dropped out of heaven for them called manna, and quail that came down from heaven that they could eat meat when they complained they didn't have meat, that God gave them water from a rock while in their travels through Egypt. And yet those people continued to lose their faith in God. So going back to verse 12, "See to it that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God." There are so many people who have left the Christian faith. You hear this term, "deconstructing my faith," and you hear that. That's a popular secular catchphrase that people say. And really what they're saying when they say that is, "I lost my faith." They call it deconstructing because it doesn't sound quite as abrasive. But people deconstruct their faith. In essence, deconstructing faith is not a bad thing if we're taking everything we believe and laying it out on the proverbial table and deciding what is true and why we believe what we believe. That's important that we know why we believe what we believe. Here's the problem. In this common thing that you see Christian people, and even some famous Christian people, they say they deconstruct their faith. Here's the problem. They never reconstruct their faith. Verse 13, "But," here's the key to that not happening, "encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." You see, Satan, who roams this world like a lion looking for people to devour, we have to understand that Satan wants nothing more than for us to be distracted by sin and its deceitfulness. Verse 14, "We have come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end." So he's going to go on and talk more about the Israelites. But think of that. We will share in Christ if we hold to our conviction firmly to the very end. Don't lose your faith. This world is trying to convince you that God is not real, that he doesn't care, that Jesus isn't who he says he is. And that's why we need people to encourage us. And that's why we need to encourage others in the faith. What our church is focusing on right now, connecting people together for encouragement in the faith. Be back with you again tomorrow for chapter 4.